Penguin Random House Audio presents Makers and Takers, The Rise of Finance and the Fall of American Business by Rana Faruhar. Read for you by Rachel Fulginetti, with the author's note and introduction read by author.
This is Rana Faruhar, the author of Makers and Takers, The Rise of Finance and the Fall of American Business. I'm reading my author's note. Ideas take shape over time, but they often crystallize in a single moment. This book is in many ways the culmination of my 23 years in business and economic journalism, during which time I've often wondered why our market system doesn't serve American companies, workers, and consumers better than it does. But I can also track the moment when I knew I had to write Makers and Takers. It was back in 2013, and I was sitting in an off-the-record briefing with a former Obama administration official who'd been a key player in the financial crisis of 2008. A group of journalists, mostly financial beat reporters, had been gathered together in New York to hear this former official's post-game analysis of the crisis, part of the administration's efforts to bring closure to the most painful economic event in 75 years in this country, as well as to tie a neat bow around the Obama team's handling of it. At one point, a reporter pressed the former official on whether he thought the Dodd-Frank bank reform regulation, which was still only half finished at the time, had been unduly influenced by Wall Street lobbying efforts. The official insisted that this wasn't the case. I was taken aback. I'd recently done a column for Time citing some academic research showing that 93% of all the public consultation taken on the Volcker Rule, one of the most contentious parts of the Dodd-Frank regulation, had been taken with the